Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
I'm Ed Tobias with some news and comments from the MS Wire. I have some new MS treatments to tell you about. The first is Zeposia. By my unofficial count, it's the 19th disease-modifying therapy to become available to people with MS in the United States. The Food and Drug Administration approved Zeposia in late March. Now, pharmaceutical companies usually rush to make newly approved medications available to patients. But with COVID-19 raging, Bristol-Myers Squibb wasn't in any hurry. A company news release in March said commercialization of Zeposia would be delayed in the best health interest of patients, customers, and employees. The commercial launch finally happened on June 1st. Zeposia is a daily capsule approved to treat relapsing, remitting, and active secondary progressive MS, as well as clinically isolated syndrome. While it's in the same class of medications as Gilenya and Mizent, it's believed to have a better safety profile than Gilenya. For example, a patient isn't required to be observed for several hours after the first dose, as is the case with Gilenya. That's not to say there are no concerns about serious side effects. Treatment with Zeposia begins with a low dose that's gradually increased to a maintenance level due to the possibility of a momentary decrease in a patient's heart rate. Also, blood tests and an electrocardiogram are required before treatment. Not long after the FDA approved Zeposia, it gave final approval to Banner Life Sciences' Bepirtim. It's an alternative to Tecfidera. Bepirtim was given tentative approval back in late 2018, but final approval was delayed by a patent fight between Banner Life Sciences and Biogen, the manufacturer of Tecfidera. Let's hope that Banner now moves quickly to make Bepirtim the 20th DMT available to people in the U.S. with MS. DMT number 21 may be ofatumumab. It's a monthly self-injectable monoclonal antibody produced by Genmab and Novartis. But treatment with this med is still under FDA review. Novartis hopes a decision will be made by September and says it's ready to make the treatment available just as soon as FDA approval is received, assuming, of course, that it is. You may ask, do we really need more than 20 medications to treat MS? Well, in nearly 40 years of having this disease, I've been treated with 4 DMTs, an injection, a pill, and 2 infusions. Each has had its benefits and each has had its downsides. Like MS, which affects each of us differently, there's no one-size-fits-all DMT. You might have a reaction to one that you don't have to another. You might have benefits from one that you don't have with another. As our disease progresses, and as our lifestyles change, so might our meds. So yes, having many disease-modifying therapies available is a good thing. The choice of which to use should be a shared decision between you and your neurologist, but all of the DMTs should be considered.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.